Morning America. I'm Elizabeth Ketchum, and I'm here with my fellow campers at the Luminary I Want to Be an Ambassador Summer Camp. Today, we're going to be talking about the emotions of this camp, what we expected, field trips, and the DC trip from the 16th to the 18th.
My name is Vivian. I'm going into 8th grade, and I go to Shadyside Academy.
My name's Isaac, rising senior, and I go to Central Catholic.
My name's Luisa. I'm going to be a 10th grader at North Allegheny.
My name's Mira. I'm going to be in 10th grade at Winchester Thurston.
My name's Molly. I'm going to be in 11th grade at Mount Lebanon.
My name is Iregi. I'm going to be senior at Obama Academy.
My name is Elizabeth. I'm going into 8th grade. I live next to my neighbor's house, and I go to the Waldorf School of Pittsburgh. So far in our camp, we've talked about public speaking, which has really stood out to me because of some of the people who got to come and speak about discrimination, and that was really cool, and it was very eye-opening. Also, the food here is amazing.
Another fun experience we had here at the camp, the nationality rooms trips, it really resonated with me just to see how much a community could stick together to make such a beautiful project.
My global studies teacher posted it. She posted a lot of cool opportunities. I took a look at it and was like, yeah, I'm interested in diplomacy, and I think leadership and especially youth leadership and communication are a really important skill, and a skill that a lot of our generation isn't as interested in, but is nevertheless still important. This is a cool opportunity that we can take to learn about what it's like to be an ambassador and what it's like to actually be a diplomat.
One of the main reasons I joined this camp was because of the DC trip. I was like really excited to go to the DC and see the embassies, which is like a one in a lifetime experience.
We had some people come in to talk about public speaking, and it was really interesting how they explained how to be intentional with your audience and think about not just what you have to say, but what's gonna matter to your audience, and also like how to convey that in a way that they'll understand, and not just like throwing out big statistics, like making things relatable and explaining specifically how it's gonna affect them.
Yesterday we had Kathleen coming in. She was talking to us about what is an immigrant, and she said it's a person who moved from one place to another. It doesn't matter if they were forced or not. We play this game of zigs and zags. So we did two groups where look around and try to understand how their culture works and try to work with them. So I thought that was really cool.
On day two, we learned about conflict resolution, and some of the answers that were said were fight to the death. And I thought that was kind of funny. We did improv and learned that some conflicts don't get resolved, and some of them never will, but a lot of them do get resolved with compromises, and yeah.
The one thing that spoke out to me was let yourself show whenever you're like speaking to people. Don't put on like a professional face or whatever. Just let the real you speak.
Well, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up, but nevertheless, in any field, having communication skills and conflict resolution and being able to present yourself and carry yourself in a certain way are imperative to succeed.
Yeah, so I didn't join this camp necessarily to become an ambassador, but I feel like public speaking skills and stuff like that, it's gonna be really important in your grown-up life.
I feel like I'd be an ambassador if I got the chance.
Talking about the ICE raids in LA and like the protests against that yesterday, and I think it was good that a lot of people here have experience. They have experience with like being an immigrant and being like scared to come into a new country, and like, because it's good that we get to hear that and understand where people who we might not relate to otherwise come from and their point of view.
To all the people going here, don't wear very high heels because we're walking up and down a ton of flights of stairs all day.
I would say make sure that this isn't something you're doing just for doing it. Make sure that like you're coming into this camp knowing that it's going to be able to help you. Like, I know the public speaking advice really helped me. No one here is going to judge you if you're not good at public speaking, if you're not good at these things. Like, we're all just here to learn.
Be kind of open-minded because there are going to be activities that are really boring if you don't participate at all. You're going to have to speak in front of people. It's okay to be scared, but you also engage in the activities fully and like listen to what other people have to say.
This camp has changed me by getting me out of my comfort zone because I have like bad social anxiety. So actually talking like this in front of all these people, I would not be doing this before I came here.
I love Luminari, guys.
Luminari is a fun camp.
I love Luminari.